think she forgot she told that. She started. Does anyone remember her telling that story a few weeks ago in her other sermon? Yeah. It wasn't quite as embellished as that, was it? They're little pigs. I did see them, though. Two little pigs. Great. Hey, so exciting times. We're halfway. Who was here when we were going through the... Who remembers sandboxes in the auditorium? Okay, sandboxes. How many hands have sandboxes? It is a long weekend, so we've got a few people away. Sandboxes. So we did... played with sand in the auditorium. We spent about a year and a half developing our church strategy, rethinking our vision, mission, where we're headed, what we're going to focus in on. And that was ratified at the end of 2022. So 2023 marked the start of us embarking on this, what we called our five-year strategy. And today is June the 1st. This is the 2.5 year, kind of this month is our 2.5 years into this strategy. And the interesting thing is that we have a lot of people that have come into our church over the last wee while who may not have heard or may not have been exposed to some of the things that we discussed and we talked about as a church as well. So it's really good for us, I think, to come back and kind of just go, where have we kind of got to? And what's still yet to be done in where we're heading? And we called it Te Haerenganui, which means the great journey in Te Reo Māori. And this was the narrative that we put at the front to describe. There is a broad ocean surrounding us, and we have responded to the call to set out on a journey towards a land we can imagine, but that just seems too good to be true. A land where people and places are renewed by the gospel and where God's beauty, justice, and love are lived out. We've been asked to grow in faith, to journey into that land, and to be the expression of God's beauty, justice, and love within it. We've already got everything we need to begin, faith, people, resources. So now we will strengthen our waka and set our rudder in place. We have identified our guiding stars, and we've determined the direction in which we will go. We will now gather as a family and create opportunities for us all to participate, to serve, to steward, to mentor, to navigate and guide according to our gifts. We will create strong, watertight houses, storehouses, and gather resources. We will create ways for even more people to join us on our journey, to expand our waka, and to build strength and community. We will equip everybody because we believe every person can be a valuable contributor. We will make our community as diverse as possible, for we know that we will need that diversity to fulfill our mission. And so now we set out. Will you join us? And that call is still there today. Now, you received some booklets when you came in, and this is really a summary of our church strategy. If you'd like to have the full, where we describe everything in full, you can contact me. There's plenty of spaces on that where my email can be found. I'd be happy to send you a copy of that as well. But Jesus set us an example as we were developing this. What beliefs is Jesus challenging us on? We knew that we'd be challenged along the way. Jesus is good at doing that. Jesus established new values for his kingdom. He said, "You think this, but I tell you this. The kingdom of God is like the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God." He described a new way of being that looked very different to the expectations. He described a vision of the future. Jesus was a visionary, casting a vision for the kingdom of God, a place, an imagined land, a world, a creation that was fully restored. And he also defined a mission for his people. Go into all the world and make disciples. Sharing the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, the good news that there was now a new king, a new ruler, a new authority who was coming to make things right, who will return to fulfill all things. So our vision is to be a vibrant, growing family of faith, participating with Christ to transform lives and communities. We both want to be that as a community, but that's also what we want to see happening in our communities. There's many other churches here who we want to see strengthened and participating in that same vision as well. A vibrant, growing family of faith, participating with Christ to transform lives and communities. Vibrant, growing, a family, participation with Christ, transformative, people, communities. That's what we want to see happen, but what were we being called to do? We were called to grow a family of faith, to build bridges into communities, and live out God's beauty, justice, and love within them. So God brings the growth, but he's called us to take action. And those scripture verses we heard earlier all describe this call to take practical action, to be engaged, to serve one another, and to serve our communities, if indeed we want to see his kingdom come. Now, we identified some values, and we've called those our guiding stars. And so in the metaphor of a waka setting out on a journey, we realized that we needed some guiding stars to make sure that the way that we behaved and were as a people, we could be consistent across. Those would be the things that we would point to. It's easy to forget who we should be. And so while we set our values, we recognize that we're broken people and we often fail to live up to the things we say we value. But we commit to always seeking to express them in all we do through the empowering of the Holy Spirit, and we'll hold ourselves accountable to them. And our values were these five. We are people who follow Jesus. We are people who pray. We commit to walking together in unity, even in diversity. We are called to be generous and caring and welcoming. And we are called to be faithful guardians of both people, places, resources that have been entrusted to us. Don't have time to go through these today. But again, if you'd like to hear the full ways in which we describe these, what does this mean in terms of action and behavior? This is what they mean. But then we defined, okay, now we had our guiding stars. We had to say, well, God, you want us on this mission. What are the things you would like us to focus in on? And we discern Jesus saying, I want you to grow disciples of Jesus, not just people who know more about me, but people who know how to be like me, who know how to love like me, to care like me, to give sacrificially like me. I want you to build bridges into communities, not wait necessarily for people to come in, but what are you doing to create spaces where you and the rest of your community can engage in meaningful conversation and dialogue? Not just going and doing handouts, but creating spaces where you can have these little bridges where you can both connect around different things, or where people can experience your spaces and experience the love of Jesus within them. I want you to establish impactful partnerships. And we've done that with Freedom Trust, and we would like to do that with more. We've really emphasized our partnership with Freedom Trust to really build up the trust and help shape that. And you saw the results of that last week. The new things that are happening, the new ways people are engaging, the ways people are engaging now in a faith journey because they've experienced love through Freedom Trust and the volunteers from here that are involved. We want to create welcoming spaces. We're aware that maybe our spaces don't tell our story very well. They don't really invite people in as well as they could. And so we want to make sure that the place we inhabit doesn't just become this familiar place with things that go wrong and we just kind of live with them. We forget that there are, you know, because we're comfortable here. How do we make this comfortable for people coming in? How do we make this welcoming? How do we make sure every person walking into this space has the sense that these people are on a journey and these are who these people are? And this is how they would love me. And this is how my culture would be valued and expressed. And then we want to grow kingdom resources. We want to be able to improve and enhance what we have. And then grow our resource in terms of people and finances and other assets that we can use and leverage to be of even more impact in our community. And then we say, well, we want to set ourselves a goal. What is a good goal? We wrestled over this for quite some time. We said we want to become a family of 400 people, meaningfully connected and participating in the life and mission of the church. Not that we could force this growth to happen, but we said, look, if we are living this out, we're going to grow as people, surely. And it seemed that Jesus expected this, and the apostles expected this, and the disciples and the early church expected this, that if you're living out the Jesus way, people will want to be part of that, and Jesus will draw people in. We want it to be meaningfully connected, not just people who turn up on a Sunday, but people who are connected all throughout the week. Participating in the life and mission of the church was about, hey, how can we take this and how do we build bridges into community? How can we take what's being learned here and take it into the spaces that we're in? And how do we look for ways that we can connect with our community? So how are we doing? As you know, I like data. It's helpful. Otherwise, you might feel like you're treading water and go, oh, nothing's happening. Don't know if you can see that. But in 2021, we had 278 people connected to our church family. So we probably represent less than half of those people that engage in our church family on a week-to-week basis, on a monthly basis. And then we've grown slowly over time, and the blue line below is those that we would say are meaningfully connected, those people who are engaged in multiple spaces with throughout church life. So we've grown over the last while. We've grown by probably about 50 people, just under. Some people have left, some people have come in. So we now have 320-something people connected to church. And the level of engagement is growing as well. We now have 194 people actively engaged and participating with one another in the life and ministry of the church. That little picture of the waka is where we set off on our journey. We're slowly growing in people engaging in small groups. We're growing in the number of people engaging in our ministries. That's really exciting because people are engaging in these spaces, can't help but be blessed and be a blessing. Connected people just do better. It's simple. The more well-connected you are, the more you're engaging, the more you will grow spiritually, the more you have opportunities to give out, and just the more mature and healthy you will become, as Ephesians 5 seems to declare. We've been going for 3 years. Oh, volunteers. We have a lot of volunteers, about 138. People are actively volunteering in the life of the church. But again, we have 320-something people involved. It's all of all ages and abilities. So I think there's probably room for growth. There's room for us to have a bit more engagement. There's room and spaces to engage. Formal membership. We'll come around to this another week. But for some reason, we're growing in numbers, but we're decreasing in people who are willing to say, hey, I want to commit to this church and say, this is my church space, and I want to become a formal member. Conversation for another day. But yeah, it's a pedal to be picked up. Over the course of 3 years, we've had a different theme for each year. Provisioning our waka. Then the next one was weaving our sails and finding our places. And then this year, it's telling our stories and taking up our paddles. So Jane made those in the last couple of days, and they're now up on our wall. And we're going to slowly take what's here, and we're going to start to, I'm calling that our participate wall, a space where you can go to say, hey, where can I get involved? Where can I engage? Where are the gaps? Where are the needs? I want to show you something that Ross gave to me, something that he used many years ago and got professionally done in his time in Africa. In his work mobilizing the church. And this was a picture that he came up with. A mobilized church makes rapid progress. Dotted around the room here on the walls, there is over 20-something gaps in church life. If we're wanting to move from here, we're halfway through. We are growing, but we've reached a point where if we want to be more meaningfully growing as a church, We want to continue that momentum that's slowly been building over the last couple of years as we've recovered out of COVID. There are paddles to be picked up. And each of those signs on the wall represents a paddle that needs to be picked up. Now, maybe we don't have the people here. I pray every week, God, bring people who can pick up the paddles. Every new person that comes and goes, what paddle? What are they bringing into the life? How are they going to change us? How are they going to shape us? And I really want to emphasize that, because I think there's a lot of times where people go, I don't really know how to hold a paddle. I don't know how to row. I don't know if I could do that. God really likes people who just pick up a paddle and says, I don't know if I can do this, but, and God says, you know what, I want you to give it a go. I want to show you, you pick up that paddle, I'll help you row. And I think there's a lot of times people don't pick up those paddles, or they go to touch them and then they go, oh no, that's not me. I can't do that. But I think you'd be surprised. And what I've noticed as well is that people who pick up those paddles, even if you've been struggling in your spiritual life, you're never going to be perfect. And actually, God does his best work when you're participating with him in a project. He loves working with people, like literally working with people alongside. And that's where Jesus says, come and join me, participate with me, I'm right there. So what I'd love us to do is, just for the next 5 minutes before we close, is take a chance. We're going to transition these over the coming weeks or so up onto that wall. But I'd love you to walk around and have a look at the different opportunities that there are. And these probably aren't all of them, because I think there's people here who have ideas about what can be done in this place, a place where God wants to express his beauty, justice, and love, where people have creativity that we don't have. These are just some ideas that we've thought up, or gaps that we see, places we'd love filled. But I reckon there's people got other ideas as well that God wants to use to generate life in this church. So let's take 5 minutes now just to have a little wander around, and you can have a wander around after the service. And then we're just going to finish. I think, Colleen, I'll have you just finish us up with a benediction. Maybe now we'll do that and let people, I think we're coming up for time.